Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I'm Jonathan Burness and I'm joined by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. Well, as many of us approach life, we struggle to find a balance between work and rest. We live in a fast-paced society, and many of us don't take time to rest. That can lead to exhaustion, illness, and will actually make you less productive in life. Ezra, God really cares that we rest. In fact, we don't work for rest, we work out of rest.
We work from rest.
We work from rest. Yeah. And you were making a point earlier to me that the Jewish day starts with rest. Talk about that.
The Jewish week, in fact, starts with rest. It's really the seventh day of the week on God's calendar when it says in Genesis 2 that God rested. And actually, Jonathan, the seventh day of the week, called in Hebrew the Shabbat, or we translate it the Sabbath, is the first thing in all creation that God calls holy. But God makes this distinction. I'm going to work for 6 days. I'm going to create the heavens and the earth for 6 days. But then the seventh day, I'm going to cease from my creative work, and I'm going to enjoy the goodness of what I've made. And then we see actually through Moses and the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So there's this invitation, really a commandment for the Jewish people, but an invitation for all of us to, along with God, cease from our creative work 1 day a week and to enjoy the goodness and the abundance of what he's made. And I think as much as it's an invitation, God knows the way he made you and me. He knows that we need to rest. Jonathan, our society, I mean, I'm thinking with smartphones now and the barrage of emails and ads and promotions coming your way from every direction, when's the last time society invited you to take a break? It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And as a result, we're actually less productive.
Right.
Our families are being torn apart.
Sure.
And Shabbat becomes an anchor day to rest and to bring family together.
That's right.
And I was sharing, this is our second program on this. I really encourage you to go back and watch part one if you haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the traditions, some of the traditions that are part of the Shabbat in a Jewish family,
sure.
But how they apply
right.
to you as a follower of Jesus, as a Christian. I'm amazed when I think of the idea of God resting,
right.
the creator of the universe. It's so intentional, and God rested. And I want to put up the scripture in Genesis 2 again, that it says that God actually set this day apart. He declared
right.
Shabbat, the day of rest, to be a holy day.
Right.
It's set apart
right.
all other days.
And that's actually the idea in Hebrew. Maybe you've heard this before, maybe you haven't, but the word in Hebrew for holy is kadosh, and literally it means set apart unto the Lord. And God makes this distinction 1 day of the week. On the Hebrew calendar, on the Jewish calendar, it's because the Jewish day begins at sundown, not in the morning when the sun rises. It's Friday at sunset until Saturday at sunset on the Jewish calendar. He says, I'm setting this apart. I'm saying this is kadosh. This belongs to me. This is holy.
Yeah.
It's time for us to remember who he is and that he rests.
This is not about legalism. This
sure.
is not about keeping the law. It's unfortunate that we even have to talk about that because of this grace versus law distinction that
sure.
somehow they're in
sure.
they're in opposition. Certainly salvation through the works of the law is clearly wrong. It's by
sure.
grace that we're saved through faith, but Shabbat is a grace.
That's right.
It's part of the grace of God.
Invitation to blessing.
It is.
What do we mean by grace? A means by which God invites us into blessing, right? That's
right.
the whole idea.
And this is a blessing that I honestly missed for many years until
sure.
I was a husband and parent and realized this is an important childhood observance that I need to return to.
Yeah, You know, Jonathan, I'm thinking I'll kind of share a testimony here. Years ago, probably 5 years ago now, and I was at Jewish Voice, and I was doing the work of the Lord, right? We're all, you know, doing ministry, and there's always more to do. And I was running myself ragged. And one day, it was a Shabbat. It was a Saturday afternoon. I remember it. It was during Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And I was praying, reading my Bible, and I said, God, I just need a rest. I just need a season of rest. And I felt like the Lord spanked me on the behind a little bit. He said, I gave you rest every week, but you don't take it. Why don't you start there? And I was rebuked, but it was a loving rebuke. And so that weekend, actually, I started again to set aside that one day a week for rest as holy. It belongs to the Lord, and He's given it to us as a gift. My life has never been the same.
Let me throw out an idea for you. What about a day that you spend with your family, you spend with the Lord, and you actually turn off your phone, turn off your laptop, actually consider not even answering the phone. Just think about this. And actually recharging and spending time with family.
Yeah.
Think about that. Maybe it's novel to you. Well, that's a Jewish thing. It's interesting that this is the fourth commandment,
right,
of the Ten Commandments. And I'm sure most of us watching would say, of course the Ten Commandments is still in effect. Of course murder's wrong. Of course we should honor our parents.
Right.
Of
Don't
course
lie.
We shouldn't lie, right?
Right. Right.
But then you have the fourth, keep the Sabbath.
Right. And people say, well, that was law time. Now it's grace time. But maybe the Lord actually knows how He made us, and He actually knows we need rest.
Yeah. Maybe we're actually supposed to keep the Shabbat, not as legalism, but to actually accept the invitation to enter into God's rest. I think it'll change your life. Not only that, it can change your family.
Can change our families indeed. You know, somebody said to me years ago, Jonathan, and it's really become a way of remembering what the spirit of the Shabbat, the Sabbath, is. And they said, God can do more through us in His strength in 6 days than we can do in our own strength and striving in 7 days. And, you know, you have children. I don't have children yet, but my wife and I are thinking about what life will be like when we do. And we're asking, what's the life that we're going to model for our kids? And if we don't take a Sabbath day, what we're modeling is that we're actually slaves to our to-do list. We're slaves to the demands of life. But think about the generation-shaping blessing that you and I can model if we actually cease one day. Because what we're saying is we belong to the Lord. We don't belong to our to-do lists. There's a higher authority in our life than the demands coming to us.
Yeah, and we're not suggesting some legalistic adherence.
Right.
We're talking about resting, just resting.
Yeah.
We're not laboring to make a living. We're not engaging in our vocation. In my case, your case, in ministry.
Sure.
Which is what we do every day. The things that we do every day, mm-hmm, as part of our professional life, mm-hmm, or ministry call, we're setting aside to just focus on the Lord, focus on our families. And, you know, we do a lot of things that are fun. Mm-hmm. We do fun things.
Sure.
You know, our family Bible studies are fun.
Right.
We love doing it. And it's really been something that's kept our family together. And I want to tell you, it's one thing to have kids. It's another thing to have teenage kids. Hmm. Right, moms and dads? Right, grandparents? They're running in different directions.
Sure.
And Shabbat, to keep them home, to gather together for that Shabbat dinner, really makes a difference. Hmm. We have to be intentional, I think, about countering the culture that pulls us apart.
Right.
I think the enemy wants to destroy the family unit. I don't think it. I know it. And Shabbat is one way to preserve the family unit.
Amen. Amen.
To actually ground the family unit. It roots the family unit.
Yeah,
that's why Shabbat is so important.
You know, it's said a family that prays together stays together. And I wonder, Jonathan, we can coin the expression here right on this program today, maybe a family that rests together and that blesses one another also stays together.
Yeah, one of the most important commands for the Jewish people, and I think because you've been grafted in to the people of Abraham. This is, you're a son or daughter of Abraham. This is so important for you also, and that's imparting to the children. We teach our children, we train our children, we prepare our children, and we recite the goodness of God, and it becomes part of their life.
Exactly.
I hate to break into this conversation, but I have to. We've been talking about rest in the Shabbat, and we want to share with you next how Jewish families practice this rest on Shabbat and how it can apply to you and to your family. For all of us, the greatest rest, however, comes from a relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. We want to share some resources with you that will help you enter into God's rest. Here's how.
Shabbat is a weekly gift, an invitation from God to stop, recharge, and build a foundation of prayer and blessing for you, and perhaps more importantly, for the next generation. Does that sound exactly like what you need? Go online, scan this QR code, call the number on the screen, make a gift of $40, and we'll send you two books to anchor your weekly day of rest. Sacred Rhythm of Rest will help slow the rapid speed of life in today's world. This new resource will guide you into the life-changing weekly gift of Shabbat. The book, Blessings for Family and Friends, provides life-giving words that will unite families, strengthen believers, and heal relationships. You can use these blessings every time you gather and break bread. Become a new Shalom partner for $50 a month, and you'll receive both books and the complete new Jewish Voice Shabbat Kit. Candlesticks to help set apart your Sabbath, a wine glass representing the fruit of the vine, a breadboard engraved with the fourth commandment, and the challah cover inscribed with the words Shabbat Shalom. 100% of your gift goes directly to ministry work, bringing the truth of God's word to Jewish people and their neighbors around the world. Will you call, write, or go online to jewishvoice.tv and make a gift to partner in this important work? On behalf of the many Jewish people whose lives you will touch, thank you so much.
Welcome back. I want to thank all of you for your support of Jewish Voice. It is greatly appreciated by myself, Ezra, and our entire staff. We're so grateful for you. We couldn't do what we do without you. Well, Ezra, many of our viewers heard us discuss Jewish culture in the celebration of Shabbat and rest, but for those who are not Jewish, what practices are applicable to implement God's rest in our life?
Sure.
Let's talk about that.
We'll spend a few minutes, Jonathan. We don't have much time, but we're going to look real quickly at some elements that in almost any Jewish home in the world, no matter what country, Israel or where Jewish people are scattered among the nations, anywhere the Shabbat, the Sabbath, is being observed, there's going to be some kind of foundational things going on at that Friday night at sunset when Jewish people welcome in that Sabbath day. And the first that I'm thinking of, Jonathan, is that the woman of the house will light candles, and she'll say a blessing over the home. And the idea of lighting the candles, it's not actually a biblical commandment to light candles, but why we do that in the Jewish tradition is to make a distinction, is to say something's beginning here. And that comes from that scripture that we looked at earlier in the program from Genesis 2, that God set apart the seventh day of the week, the Shabbat. He ceased from his labor and he called it Kadosh. He called it holy, set apart for his purposes. And so the woman of the house will take candlesticks, usually traditionally two, and she'll light those candles and say, I'm declaring that my household is distinguishing this day, is setting apart this day as holy unto the Lord. That's the first element.
It's a beautiful thing. Anytime we light the candles, there's also the idea that we're bringing light into the house.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I love about Hanukkah is we have the servant candle, and each night we're lighting an additional candle, and it's getting brighter and brighter,
right.
And it reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world.
Exactly.
And we've been called to be light. So it's a beautiful tradition. Now, let me talk about the bread. This is a challah. It's a braided what would you call it, an egg bread?
It's different people make it different ways, but big, yeasty kind of bread, symbol of abundance.
Just another example. Here's the traditional prayer over the bread. And we're commanded, by the way, to give thanks for the bread and God's provision. Give us our daily bread, and we're thankful. We're blessing God for that. We're not blessing the food. We're blessing God for it. And we have biblical accounts of Jesus breaking bread. I don't think it looked like this. It looked more like a pita. But here's the prayer that he prayed and the prayer that we pray on Shabbat and include for you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam chamotzi lechem min haaretz. Listen to the translation. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth.
Yeah.
Now think of the imagery of that. Think of how deep this is. We're thanking God for the bread, but also bringing forth bread from the earth. Is that an allusion to the bread of life who will be brought forth from the earth in resurrection?
Right.
I don't know, but it's what great meaning.
Right. Yeshua said, I'm the bread of life. And so we're thanking God for actually creating a world that brings forth what we need for sustenance.
I love
that. That's what we're doing when we're blessing the bread.
I love that. And we're doing that on Shabbat in particular as a family. And we're also praying over the fruit of the vine.
Right.
Now, your choice whether that's fermented or not, we're not going to go into that.
For another program.
We're praying another prayer that has such great meaning, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam borei pri hagafen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine.
Right.
Now, that should bring immediate recognition of the words of Yeshua, who I think was alluding to this prayer. He was breaking bread and blessing the fruit of the vine and declared, I am the vine.
Right.
You're the branches. I want you to see how all of this connects to our relationship with the Lord, our relationship with Jesus as our Savior, as our Messiah, as our Redeemer. This is a great tradition. This is not the law. This is not bondage.
Exactly. It's
this
symbols
is celebration.
That point to the goodness of the Lord. And two things, you know, we think about in our household, Jonathan, are the bread and the wine. Bread is the idea of what we need, right? It's the stuff of life. And God is the God who provides the stuff of life. Wine or grape juice, fruit of the vine, we don't need that. It's a symbol of overflowing abundance, right? Of fruitfulness. And God's the God of overflowing abundance too. So we're blessing the Lord who gives us what we need to live and the God of more than enough. Such a cool image.
And when we're doing it, we're following the scripture to teach our children.
Right.
Impart to our children. Don't leave the responsibility of spiritual growth for your children to your youth pastor, okay?
Yeah.
This is a home project. And you need to take this seriously. This is part of Jewish tradition and custom and life that should be applied by every follower of Jesus, that you are imparting to your children. You're teaching them in everything you do.
That's right.
And so when we're breaking the bread, giving God thanks, when we're blessing God for the fruit of the vine, our kids are seeing this. And I shared the story that when my youngest daughter was about 3 years old and she knew it was Shabbat, she would race to the drawer where everything was kept, and she would start bringing out all these elements.
Yeah, and think about that, right? The generations who come after us need to be blessed. They need your blessing. They need our blessing. Why not do that once a week on a Shabbat? It's an invitation to bless and to be blessed.
Yeah, and it will change the dynamic of your family. The enemy wants to pull your family apart. God's saying, come back together. Root your family. And Shabbat is a family anchor, a family root.
In terms of blessing the family, Jonathan, you know, I'm thinking of a typical week, and I'm sorry to say, maybe you watching can relate, there's some things that come out of my mouth that maybe aren't such a blessing. Sometimes, even unfortunately, to the people closest to us, the people we love, and yet every Sabbath, every Shabbat, we have this opportunity to speak a better word. And I'm thinking of traditionally on the Shabbat, you know, husbands bless their wives and say from Proverbs 31, a virtuous woman, who can find one like my wife? She's worth far more than rubies. And then the wives say, say to their husbands from Psalm 1, blessed is the man like my man who fears the Lord. He will surely be blessed. And we speak a blessing over our sons and say, may God make you strong and courageous. And we bless our daughters and say, may God make you virtuous like the mothers of Israel and the women of the Bible. It's such a different message than some of the other things we could say.
You know what? It's a little like communion. Huh. You have to clean the slate.
Yeah.
Come home, I'm upset with my wife, I'm upset with my life,
yeah.
I'm upset with this and that, Mr. Grumpy.
Right.
And then you have to bless
right.
your spouse. You have to bless your children, and you just need to clear the air. And I
right.
feel like I'm in a confessional again.
Yeah, we can,
that happens sometimes, and it's so, this is needed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'd better forgive,
right.
I'd better clean it up, because I'm about to bless my spouse and my children.
That's right.
And it changes your heart, too.
It does.
Just you're angry at your kid because she didn't clean her room or something, and then may you be like Ruth.
Yeah.
May you be like Esther.
Yeah.
May you be like the great women
Sarah
of God,
and Rachel.
Sarah and
may
Rachel.
You also clean your room. But the idea, right, is we're speaking words of life over our family. And that's part, Jonathan, in Jewish tradition and for all of us, part of the invitation to Shabbat. It's not just an invitation to ceasing, to rest. It's an invitation to blessing.
Can I be honest? We do not bless our family members enough. Hmm. Intentional blessing. I bless you. We're called to speak blessing
yeah.
over our family, over our friends, over our loved ones. We're called to do that. And I think we live in a time where it's desperately, desperately needed. So mothers, grandmothers, come on. Be the one that gets this going in your family and just drop the anchor and get your family blessing each other. It will make all
Amen.
The difference. Now, I know for many of you watching that are hearing about practicing Shabbat, you need to enter into God's rest, and you need an anchor for your family. This may be it for you. Some of you are longing to find more rest in your own life today. We want to provide some resources to help you find that rest. And we're eager to pray with you for God's blessing of peace and rest over you. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Shabbat is a weekly gift, an invitation from God to stop, recharge, and build a foundation of prayer and blessing for you, and perhaps more importantly, for the next generation. Does that sound exactly like what you need? Go online, scan this QR code, call the number on the screen, make a gift of $40, and we'll send you two books to anchor your weekly day of rest. Sacred Rhythm of Rest will help slow the rapid speed of life in today's world. This new resource will guide you into the life-changing weekly gift of Shabbat. The book, Blessings for Family and Friends, provides life-giving words that will unite families, strengthen believers, and heal relationships. You can use these blessings every time you gather and break bread. Become a new Shalom partner for $50 a month, and you'll receive both books and the complete new Jewish Voice Shabbat Kit. Candlesticks to help set apart your Sabbath, a wine glass representing the fruit of the vine, a breadboard engraved with the fourth commandment, and the challah cover inscribed with the words Shabbat Shalom. 100% of your gift goes directly to ministry work, bringing the truth of God's word to Jewish people and their neighbors around the world. Will you call, write, or go online to jewishvoice.tv and make a gift to partner in this important work? On behalf of the many Jewish people whose lives you will touch, thank you so much.
We leave time in every program to pray together for the needs we've received. We've received so many prayer requests this week. Maybe you have a real need. You sent a prayer request or didn't. We want to agree with you right now, because God is listening and He responds to prayer, especially when we agree together in faith. So Ezra, we just have a minute. Will you lift up the needs? And they're so vast.
I will.
Many of you need a touch from God.
Yeah.
So we want you to receive right now.
Be
so reach out in faith.
Yeah, let's just invite the presence of the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Yeshua, that you say your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And so for those who are feeling heavy, weary, and heavy laden today, Lord, we pray that your perfect rest and your perfect shalom, your perfect peace, which surpasses understanding, would guard their hearts and their minds in you, the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, the Savior, the light of the world, the Prince of Peace. Lord, we thank you that a rest for your people remains, and it's in you. So we pray, Lord, that we could do a divine exchange right now. All our anxieties, all the not yets, the things we're worried about, Lord, we exchange those for your rest and your peace right now in Yeshua's name. And thank you that you're more than able to meet our need.
Yes. Amen. Amen and amen. Just receive that. That's for you. God cares about you. Well, our website offers more information about Shabbat, far more than we can cover right now. So you can go to our newly redesigned site. It's Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.tv to find more resources. jewishvoice.tv. Our team here at Jewish Voice is committed to read your prayer request and pray for you by name because we believe in the power of prayer and we care about you. And more importantly, God cares about you. Well, as we close our program today, I want to remind you to do your part, which is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says, may they prosper who love thee in Psalm 122. Six. So be a watchman on the walls of Jerusalem and pray for Israel and the Jewish people. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you. I was recently made aware of an alarming statistic. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.